Hi, David, how you doing?
Doing great this afternoon, Jerry. How about you?
Doing well. We understand you're sitting in for our good friend Gerald Owens, who is getting a little time off. And, of course, you have the big stories that happened over the weekend. So what happened?
Well, the biggest thing, and unfortunately, Jerry, it's so tragic because we have the story of the two-year-old down in Fayetteville who was shot and killed in an accidental shooting where this child somehow got hold of a weapon. It discharged. 19-year-old father charged in that case with involuntary manslaughter and possession of a firearm by someone with a felony conviction. But no matter what the background of this young father, just a tragic, tragic story for this 19-year-old. That was the story that sort of dominated the news over the weekend. And then, you know, we wake up this morning, and if you are out there driving children to school or you're just driving in school zones, you may have seen an increased presence by the Highway Patrol today. They began what's known as Operation Stop Arm, and they're trying to get everybody in the state to understand that whenever there's a school bus stopped and you're driving, you need to stop and protect those children. And they're going to be out enforcing this and making people aware, beginning this morning at 6 o'clock. That's going to go through Friday. Also, if you're one of the people who've tried to get on the government website regarding the Affordable Care Act and have had trouble, you know that you've been joined by millions of others. And today the president said no one is as mad about this as he is. He spoke in the Rose Garden. He said the government is doing everything it can within its power to make sure this is cleaned up and you can get the information you need before the deadline hits that you have to sign up. And Jerry, unfortunately, one more very tragic story that happened today. Two children killed in a school shooting this morning out in Sparks, Nevada. Now, coming up on WRAL Television News this afternoon, beginning at 5 o'clock, many of you have already been to the state fair or you're planning on going. Of course, we will have extensive coverage of what's happening at the fair and what food there is to eat this year. And Monica La Liberty has a special report at 5:30 on the best bargain of the best detergent to use. Sounds simple, but it's something we use all the time, and it's a great way to save money. So that's pretty much where we are this afternoon, Jerry.
All right. Well, thank you for the weekend wrap-up and insight as to what's coming up later on in the evening news. Thank you very much, and you have a terrific day.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.